Tuesday, September the 8th. Lousy, stinking school on Thursday. I tried my old uniform on, but I've outgrown it so badly that my father is being forced to buy me a new one tomorrow. He is going up the wall, but I can't help it if my body is in a growth period, can I? I'm only 5 centimetres shorter than Pandora now. My thing remains static at 12 centimetres. Wednesday, September the 9th. Grandma phoned. She has found out about Doreen and Maxwell going to Skegness. She is never speaking to my father again. Here is my shopping list. Blazer, £29.99. 2 pairs grey trousers, £23.98. 2 white shirts, £11.98. 2 grey pullovers, £7.98. 3 pairs black socks, £2.37. 1 pair PE shorts, £4.99. 1 PE vest, £3.99. 1 tracksuit, £11.99. 1 pair training shoes, £7.99. 1 pair football boots and studs, £11.99. 1 pair football socks, £2.99. Football shorts, £4.99. Football shirt, £7.99. Adidas sports bag, £4.99. 1 pair black shoes, £15.99. 1 calculator, £6.99. Pen and pencil set, £3.99. Geometry set, £2.99. My father can easily spare £100. His redundancy payment must have been huge, so why he is lying on his bed moaning, I don't know. He is just a mean skinflint. He hasn't paid with real money anyway. He used his American Express card. Pandora admired me in my new uniform. She says she thinks I stand a good chance of being made a prefect. Thursday, September the 10th. A proud start to the new term. I am a prefect. My first duty is as late duty prefect. I have to wait by the gap in the railings and take the name of anyone sneaking late into school. Pandora is also a prefect. She is in charge of silence in the dinner queue. My new timetable was given to me today by my new form tutor, Mr. Dock. It includes my O-level and CSE lessons, and it is compulsory to do maths, English, PE and comparative religion. But they do give you a choice of cultural and creative subjects. So I have chosen media studies, dead easy, just reading newspapers and watching telly, and parent craft, just learning about sex, I hope. Mr. Dock also teaches English literature, so we are bound to get on. By now, I am surely the best read kid in the school. I will be able to help him out if he gets stuck. Asked my father for £5.50 for school trip to the British Museum. He went berserk and said, "What happened to free education?" I told him that I didn't know. Friday, September the 11th. Had a long talk with Mr. Dock. I explained that I was a one-parent family child with an unemployed, bad-tempered father. Mr. Dock said he wouldn't care if I was the offspring of a black lesbian one-legged mother and an Arab leprous humpback dwarf father, so long as my essays were lucid, intelligent and unpretentious. So much for pastoral care. Saturday, September the 12th. Wrote lucid, intelligent and unpretentious essay about Scottish wildlife in the morning. In afternoon did shopping in Sainsbury's with my father. Saw Rick Lemon dithering at the fruit counter. He said selecting fruit was an overtly political act. He rejected South African apples, French Golden Delicious apples, Israeli oranges, Tunisian dates and American grapefruits. In the end, he selected English rhubarb, although, he said, the shape was phallic, possibly sexist. His girlfriend, Tit, short for Tisha, was cramming the trolley with pulses and rice. She had a long skirt on, but now and again I caught a glimpse of her hairy ankles. My father said he preferred a nice shaven leg any day. My father likes stockings, suspenders, miniskirts and low necklines. He is dead old-fashioned. Sunday, September the 13th, 13th after Trinity. Went to see Blossom. Pandora doesn't ride her now because her feet drag on the ground. Pandora is having a proper horse delivered next week. It is called Ian Smith. The people who are selling it used to live in Africa, in Zimbabwe. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday. She is 37. Monday, September the 14th. Full moon. Phoned my mother before school. There was no answer. I expect she was lying in bed with that stinking rat Lucas. School dinners are complete crap now. Gravy seems to have been phased out along with custard and hot puddings. A typical menu is hamburger, baked beans, chips, carton of yoghurt or a donut. It's not enough to build healthy bone and sinew. I am considering making a protest to Mrs. Thatcher. It won't be our fault if we grow up apathetic and lacking in moral fibre. Perhaps Mrs. Thatcher wants us to be too weak to demonstrate in years to come.